Today's devotional is based on John 19, verses 38 to 42, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. Cynthia Parker. My husband was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 29 years old. We had two beautiful daughters who were 5 and 3, and we'd just found out we were expecting our third child when the surgeon delivered the news. I'm sure the shock was evident on both our faces. Who expects to receive a diagnosis of cancer in their 20s? I'm embarrassed to admit that the first thought that came into my mind was a selfish one. How would I take care of 3 kids if he died? I threw myself into caring for my daughters, afraid to get too close to my husband, afraid of what the chemo might do to our unborn child, afraid of being a single parent, afraid of losing him. Fear makes us do crazy things, doesn't it? Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus were afraid too. They were afraid of losing their positions of power. They were afraid of what people would say. They were afraid of what happens to people who follow Jesus. Fear makes us do crazy things, doesn't it? But they show up in spite of their fear. They show up and they care for Jesus' body and prepare him for burial with an abundance of spices, 75 pounds worth, enough to bury 75 bodies. And we are the witnesses of the extravagant love that always seems to accompany Jesus. Abundance that fear cannot overcome. Abundance that even death cannot diminish. Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea's actions remind us that as beloved children of God, we are loved abundantly, in spite of our fear, even because of our fear. My husband survived 8 months of chemo, took a break from his treatment to be by my side when our third daughter was born, and finished with 2 more months of radiation treatments. He is still cancer-free. When I look back at that challenging, demanding, exhausting period of our lives, I realize we not only survived, we thrived, because of the abundance of God's love that we experienced through the love of our family, our friends, our children, even in the midst of our fears. Let us pray. Abundant God, thank you for all the ways we experience your extravagant love. Help us to remember, in spite of our fears, or because of them, you love us with an everlasting love. And all God's beloved children said, Amen.